Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All new sketches this week, but with a lot of things about coffee, and not just because the Starbucks guy is running for president for some reason. And they're going to spell his name wrong on the ballot, right? Anybody done that joke yet? Okay. Plus, Ben and Jessica each have announcements of things they want. Joe Davis in Baltimore has a sketch about basically his own dating life. Valerie Vandepan combines coffee and money. Gil Barron is obsessed with Linda Cardellini, apparently. And Keith Saltajanes looks at a 55-year-old soap opera. And me? Why, I'm just the ghost that haunts this place. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
I like my men like I like my coffee. I don't like it.
I like my coffee like I like my women. Asian.
I like my women like I like my coffee. I can't pronounce most of them.
Like my women like I like my coffee. First thing in the morning and then nothing all day.
I like my men like I like my coffee. Strong and dark, but I can't have too much or it upsets my stomach.
I like my women like I like my coffee. On the floor after I drop it.
I like my men like I like my coffee. After a dinner it paid for.
I like my women like I like my coffee. I have to buy them for my boss.
I like my men like I like my coffee. Shared with my 5 best girlfriends.
Hello, I'm Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks. I'm running for president because I like money and I don't want to give away any of mine. For the last 20 years, you've gladly handed over upwards of $7 for cups of my overpriced garbage water, and now Congress members like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are threatening to make me give some of it back to you. But none of you can give me back any of the burnt and watered-down coffee you've bought, and that doesn't seem fair. I'll now take your questions.
Mr. Schultz, if I may ask, why are you running as a Democrat?
Well, that's a very good question, Alan. Because I support legal weed.
My name's Steve.
Also, Democrats are very stupid, so it should be easier to fool them in a primary. Next question. Yes, Kathy.
You know my name is Emily. Don't you think being this honest, while admittedly somewhat refreshing, is going to turn voters against you?
An excellent question, Sally. No, I'm counting on Americans not caring about anything. In 2012, elementary school children were brutally murdered at Sandy Hook, and our response was to have nearly 2,000 more mass shootings since then.
So, you're running to fight against gun violence?
Nah, couldn't care less. But we've demonstrated pretty effectively that we're horrible trash monsters not worthy of a government that protects us. And no one seems to care or mind about that, so it feels especially unfair to me and my 6 or 7 richest friends to be the only people in America held accountable. Yes, Jerry, you have a question.
My name is Deborah. Is this a bit that you're doing? Like Starbucks can't get the names right on our cups, so you're all getting our names wrong?
No, but that does prove my point. You guys will all just make coffee jokes and laugh about how ludicrous my campaign seems, and please have as much fun at my expense as you like. None of you really understand how this country works or who it works for.
Americans won't tolerate this blatant exploitation.
You all want your Netflix and your mid-sized sedans, and let's not forget your venti mocha fraps, but did you think those things came with no strings attached? I will not tolerate the socialists sleeping under the blanket of freedom I provide, and then questioning the method under which I provide it.
Is that a line from A Few Good Men?
Yes, it is, Gustav.
Still Steve.
I can straight up plagiarize any movie I want, and no one will do anything to stop me, and even if they do, I made 3 times as much money at one Starbucks location this week than the cost of the fine would be. So who even cares?
You'll never get away with this.
What, are you an immigrant? This has been coming since the 1980s. After I'm elected, and I will be elected, my first action will be to pardon Bernie Madoff and make him my vice president. Hell, as we speak, I'm having sex with a very adorable puppy behind this podium, and there will literally never be any consequences. See?
Oh, no, not a Corgi Poo.
You people can't even arrest Donald Trump. And literally every person in the country knows he's a double agent for the Russian government. So stop worrying, America. I'll lower your taxes, get you recreational marijuana. Hell, I'll even be okay for civil rights. Because I want every American, regardless of race, religion, or whatever the hell creed is, to be able to buy no-whip chai lattes and have enough left over to throw in a shot of vanilla.
Howard Schultz 2020. He'll win. Because of course he will.
Man on the street!
A polar vortex has been leaving the Midwest colder than the Arctic. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Oh, that's why everyone in the Midwest kind of looks like Santa.
The Midwest is only doing the polar vortex now because New York already did it like 2 years ago.
Polar vortex is good, but there are no Arctic monkeys.
This isn't news. This is just Chicago in the winter.
None of this would have happened if Trump had just built that wall.
The wall blocks the wind.
People are even going to improv shows to get out of the cold.
Chicago's now encouraging people to light bums on fire.
And then the polar vortex happened.
I'm so cold, I can't feel my nose. It's almost like I've done cocaine.
It is that. You're in Southern California, and you were doing cocaine.
I like the polar vortex, but I just like anything that kills old people.
Daytime soap opera Days of Our Lives has been renewed for a 55th season, making it the longest-running series on ABC. As the sands of the hourglass continue to flow, we present a sneak preview of the upcoming season.
Chloe, I have to tell you something.
You can tell me anything, Brady. We've been in a relationship for a long, very long time.
I have a twin brother again.
Hello, brother.
He looks nothing like you.
Put your readers on.
Oh, now I see it.
And that was only the beginning.
We all remember what a great man your father Stefano was.
Until he was murdered by high cholesterol.
I'm not dead, I just fell asleep on the couch. Ooh, I wet myself.
With more twists than ever before, but played by people who should have probably retired by now.
When you asked me to marry you, I couldn't even remember who you were.
I asked you to marry me?
Who are you again?
What?
And more drama than you knew possible for people of this age.
I'm moving out.
No, you can't leave me.
I can't afford to stay here anymore after paying my high membership dues to the AARP.
And more elderly twists and drama.
Even though you are my cousin, I'm in secret love with you, Teresa.
And I you. In secret. Let's do it. Stefano.
Ooh, Teresa. Hang on, my arms asleep.
All the daytime drama and twists and drama you love, now older than ever. Days of Our Lives, still airing on ABC.
Who does that for you, too? I think.
Did you leave something?
Or was it NBC? Where's my TV Guide magazine?
Oh, my.
There's lots of room for you to check this.
Oh, my God, it's my sunglasses.
Just hold the labia over.
All right, now here I go.
Ow!
Oh, this is painful for both of us.
Just bleed a little, it's okay. Use that. Hock it into the vagina. Hock it. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right.
That's better.
Here we go.
That's better stuff.
There we go.
I love you.
We're going to make a baby.
I love you in the morning. No. I love you.
You loved her in Avengers.
I didn't know if we'd ever see you again.
And in the Oscar-nominated Green Book.
You come back home safely now, mister.
Linda Cardellini is woman waiting for her husband to come home. Watch as Linda Cardellini warns her husband not to stay away so long that he misses an upcoming special event.
You know Lil Joey's big modern art installation is in 6 weeks. And you'd better be home by then, mister.
Thrilled to see Linda Cardellini remind her husband of household projects that fill out the reality of the world.
All right, mister. But you promised to finish building the raptor enclosure. And I'm gonna hold you to that.
Vanity Fair says, nobody looks longingly out a window while her friends have a party in the background like Linda Cardellini.
Linda, you're driving yourself crazy.
Why don't you come decorate the cat with us?
Rolling Stone says, we really thought Linda Cardellini was going to have a better career than this.
You said you'd be home soon, mister. Where are you today?
Linda, I'm in the driveway. I haven't even left yet.
She's not in a lot of this movie, but when her husband is feeling sad and pulls out her picture, you'll really get that he's making a lot of sacrifices.
Dear Linda Cardellini, thank you for sending the blacklight posters of you and the children. I enroll them every night to look at your beautiful neon faces. End of letter.
The Hollywood Foreign Press says, seriously, remember Freaks and Geeks? And Mad Men. She was a legitimate rising star. What happened?
There's gummy worms parmesan on the stove for you when you come home, mister. Just please come home.
Woman waiting for her husband to come home. Coming this fall. And don't miss Judy Greer this summer in Humorless Wife.
My man-child husband tripped at our son's NASA birthday party and fell into a rocket. And now he's a space dad. I am not amused.
Ever notice how banks feel so last century? Better banking starts with taking something old and boring and saying, screw this, let's try something explosive. Capital One knows you don't have time to stand in line at the bank. You only have time to wait for a $9 latte you pay for with your Capital One credit card linked to your Apple Pay, so you don't even realize you're paying 76% interest. Capital One knows your time is interest accruing daily, so we've done what we know you want.
Would you like overdraft protection with that latte?
We put the bank in your cafe.
We have a special today. Add an online savings account to any coffee order for just a $50 monthly maintenance fee.
That's right. Better banking is about how exciting you'll look picking up your latte and signing up for an ETF account that isn't even FDIC insured. Because you're a risk taker with wireless earbuds.
You're all set. No, we don't need your signature.
Capital One, we know we can take more money from you and you won't even care, because that's how much drip you want other people to think you have.
Capital One, we're in your wallet.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's how to help the Final Edition Radio Hour.
My dearest iTunes comments section, I have lately returned from listening to the Final Edition podcast and now give it 5 stars. But tell me, sweet iTunes, do you still remember our time in Venice?
Or you could do this.
Dear iTunes comments section, the Final Edition sucks. Everyone sucks. Also, I'm misspelling sucks.
If you rate our podcast or leave a comment, it helps raise our profile on iTunes. And if that sounds like we're begging for attention, it's because we literally are. We're also begging for money, but wouldn't it just be easier to pay the attention? The Final Edition Radio Hour. Review us on iTunes. Damn it.
S-U-X-S.
Coffee like I like my women, kind and have their shit together.
I like my coffee like I like my men, covered in 2% milk.
I like my women like I like my coffee. I can't talk to people without it.
I like my men like I like my coffee. I'm horribly addicted to it and don't see a problem.
I like my women like I like my coffee, forgotten on the roof of my car as I drive away.
Thank you, Final Edition, for giving me a moment to talk about my crowdfunding page. So the thing is, I'm not really sure yet what I want you guys to fund, because there's so many things. Like, life is expensive. So what happened is I left my laptop in my car on the back seat in a parking lot when I went for a majestic hike. I came back and it was gone. It's not my fault that someone broke in and stole it. I'm a good person. I'm not a thief or any kind of criminal. And it was a Mac. I really liked it and I want a new one, but I have other bills to pay. So maybe it could be for that. But like, I know medical expenses are really popular on this website and almost always get fully funded. So let me just say, last month I had to have 3 moles removed out of pocket because they said they were cosmetic. Health insurance in America is so broken, right? They were on my face. I had such bad anxiety from not being pretty enough. Can you imagine a whole life without being able to use the no filter hashtag on selfies? Not to mention how expensive concealer is. You guys without face moles are so oblivious to your privilege. So maybe it could be for that. I also write poems. I haven't really shared them yet, but it takes a long time to write a poem. And if you don't donate, who's going to pay me for my time? I think artists and freelancers deserve a fair wage, especially women. You can be part of the solution to equal pay. So maybe it could be for that. So as you guys can see, I have so many reasons you should contribute to my crowdfunding. I've been on a journey of self-discovery, and guess what I found out? I'm worth it. I'm worth your money. And so are you. But if you do a campaign right now at the same time, that would be really shitty. And I couldn't contribute anyway because that would be a total slap in the face to anyone who contributed to mine. And if I'm just giving it away to someone else for, like, cancer, that's not why they gave me their money. So find me on social media. The link is in all my bios. And it'll be there until my checks stop bouncing. Thanks, guys.
Not attracted to the girl next door? Crushing bad on the sarcastic girl at your town's last record store? Betty Page hairstyle, Celtic tattoos, always talking about the Smiths? Premiering this Friday on NBC, Manic Pixie Dream Girl, the dating show for the man who loves quirky women with horrible emotional baggage. We've brought together 25 of the most attractive and unusual artists, introverts, and riot girls to help an oddball find his one true partner in crime. Which is a fitting term, as several of them have criminal records.
Let me say, it's just an honor to be surrounded by so many free spirits and practicing witches.
Blessed be.
Now for our group date, we're going to go look for bargains at the thrift shop and then go to IKEA to laugh at the furniture.
Yay!
Doc Martens and daddy issues go hand in hand as our bachelor navigates troubled waters looking for love.
My first date with Tiffany went well. We ate a pan of pop brownies and MST3K at a morning matinee of a terrible movie. Then we had sex in the changing room at Hot Topic. I really thought we had something special, but the next day she wouldn't get out of bed and just laid there crying. Turns out she's bipolar and went off her meds.
How was your date, Demonica?
We had a great time at the taxidermy exhibit, but later I found out he's a Scorpio. I don't date Scorpios, so I asked him to eliminate me.
Ooh. I'm sorry.
No worries. I'm hoping it'll give me time to hook up with Raven from week 2. She's an Aquarius. I hope she likes fire play.
Find out which women like to frolic in the rain, which ones are into cutting, and which one can only climax when you shout at her in German.
Lisa, from the moment I saw you, I knew you were different from all of the other women I've met and had sex with this season. I felt a connection. And that connection was vindicated by her shared love of cats, the show Futurama, and light bondage. Will you accept my Black Rose and this mix CD?
No. Joe. No.
What's wrong?
It's just... There's so many people in this room. I'm terrible at crowds. And I haven't had any weed to you really pick me? You could do so much better. I'm terrible.
It's okay. You're perfect. You're perfect.
You know, in a year or two, I'll just get bored with you and leave.
I know. But I'll have so much material for my novel by then.
That's Manic Pixie Dream Girl, followed by our newest breakout hit show, Schizoid Pictionary.
My name is Ben Kirshner. You might recognize me as the guy who does one throwaway line during Final Edition sketches when Sam Gurwitz doesn't feel like doing a boy voice. If not, I'm the person that producer Barry Lank insists on calling the only funny one. However, today I speak to you on a more somber matter. It is with assured purpose and great pride that I humbly put forth my candidacy for the Democratic nomination for the presidency of the United States. Now you may ask yourself, is he qualified to be president? And the answer is, of course not. I'm a Democrat. But I do meet the majority of qualifications to be a nominee in 2020. Namely, I own a blue tie, and I probably have a pulse. But how do I stack up against my esteemed colleagues, who have also declared their intent to run? Well, like Senator Bernie Sanders, I'm a Jewish American who once read a Noam Chomsky book in high school and also washed out as a folk singer. Like Senator Kamala Harris, I represent the diverse state of California, and in the last 2 years, I've changed almost every opinion I've ever had. And like Senator Elizabeth Warren, I am 0% Native American. But why me over any of those other, fine candidates? Well, for one, I have written by far the greatest number of sketches for this podcast that, in the name of satire, have threatened just enough highly specific bodily harm to our president and country to instruct the mentally unbalanced to commit acts of atrocity without getting us on a watch list. Granted, if we had more listeners, I would probably be in jail. I'm also very good at getting other people to do things for me, which as far as I can tell is the only major job of the president. And like our current commander-in-chief, I am filled with unbridled hate in my heart for complete strangers without having done any real research into their lives or experiences. I only see two major obstacles to my candidacy. One, I don't have any real interest in going to Iowa. And two, I'm not legally old enough to be president. But as my immigrant grandfather used to say, and my other grandfather who was a descendant of the Founding Fathers agreed, or would have if the two of them spoke once after my parents' wedding, there's nothing that can't be overcome with a lot of hope and a little effort. So get off your lazy ass and clean up that mess you left in the basement. For Christ's sakes, you kids today are so fucking soft. My name is Ben Kirshner, and I'm running for president.
My coffee with weird brown stuff at the bottom after I'm done with it.
I like my men like I like my coffee in a free cup that I got from the car wash.
I like my women like I like my coffee accidentally poisoning my dog.
I like my men like I like my coffee. Maybe it prevents cancer, maybe it cures it. I have no fucking
idea. I don't know. Maybe it's good for me, maybe it's bad. I don't know.
I don't know.
I like my women like I like my coffee free in the hotel lobby.
So that was all written by Ben Kirshner, Keith Saltajanes, Gil Barron, Valerie Vandepan, Barry Lank, Jessica Park, and Joe Davis. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, plus Samantha Gurwitz, Mike Besaw, Savannah Brown, Ebby Parker, and Jim Earle. We had a lot of music, as always, from Kevin MacLeod, plus a version of MacLeod's Carefree with added electric guitar by someone on YouTube named Groboclone. Seems to be in the UK someplace. All sketches were produced and engineered by me, Barry Lank, with technical help at UBN Go by the mighty, mighty Kurt Carlson. Next week, if I calculate correctly, a Valentine's Day show. Good night.
You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you.